magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, September 8th, reading from 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. I urge you then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time, and for this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, and a teacher of the true faith to the Gentiles. Oh, listening friend, there's a lot in here. In fact, I read this at about 2:30 in the morning and kept rereading it and thinking about it and wondering about that request, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. Thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and those in authority. And I started thinking about in these tumultuous times when the political divide is so great, and to think about these words, giving thanks for everyone, for kings and those in authority. So that was kind of an interesting, maybe a convicting concept for many of us. Are we, in fact, giving thanks for all those in authority? And maybe not necessarily thankful for each and every aspect or policy or decision or thing that they say. And I was trying to think that through, like, would we give thanks for when Hitler, he was in a position of authority, or other people that are seemingly not in the center of God's will or making decisions that are harmful for the nations and such. But then I also thought, well, they are created in God's image. Jesus Christ went to the cross for their sins, for their mistakes, for their mishaps, as well as yours and mine, and that God did in fact create them. And as this passage says, that God wants all men, and that would include women, all men and women, that would include boys and girls and so forth. He wants all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And I also like in this passage where it says, this is good and pleases God our Savior. And I'm thinking, I don't know if you're like me, but when I read through the scriptures and things jump out at me, it's like, gosh, I want to do what pleases God. This is good and pleases God. So what is good that pleases God? It's praying. It's making intercession. It's giving thanks for everyone, for kings and those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. So God wants us to be godly, represent him, to be holy, set apart, sharing the good news message of Jesus. Well, anyways, I'm not a Bible teacher, but I love his word, and this struck me greatly at about 2:30 in the morning and thought, maybe I'm supposed to share it today. But I have a very interesting lineup. My daughter is in the studio with me, and it's probably easier to pull teeth than to get her to be a part of the morning program. And I was trying to think of what I could entice her, like, what can I give you? How can I pay you? What could I do to have you be a part of the program? And so she's going to help me with some giveaways today. We're going to read some listener mail. We're going to have some prize drawings, and we're going to have a little fun. And so to set the groundwork with one of my go-to songs, one of my favorites that we've played for many years by Fernando Ortega, it's titled Give Me Jesus. So after the Labor Day day off for some of you, may this pave the way for a great week, a great start to a day, and hopefully a catalyst for you to be mindful of the fact that God loves you and that you and Jesus make a winning team. Here's Give Me Jesus by Fernando Ortega.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, you can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
That was Fernando Ortega, Give Me Jesus, one of my favorite songs, actually requested by many people. It's one that has been used of God in many lives throughout the years, and it's one of the songs is my go-to when I'm either solo in the studio trying to put together a program or have a special reluctant guest. My 11-year-old daughter is in the studio with me. Hello, Esther. Oh, you're 12 now? Jeez, she put up the two fingers. Oh, what's the peace sign for? Oh, you're doing good?
Yeah,
she's in the studio with me. We have Beamer laying on the floor. He's our golden retriever, almost the identical age as my daughter Esther at about 11 years and 5 or 6 months. So he's in his late 70s, nearing 80 in doggy years. And we have our 7 hens, 1 rooster, and our guinea, who looks like a prehistoric bird who chirps really loud. You may hear him in the background at some point. We're broadcasting from the home studio here. And so, Esther, how about we read a little listener mail, and then we'll do some prize drawings, and then have another song, one that used to be one of your favorites and a favorite of many, titled In Christ Alone by Keith and Kristen Getty. So we'll line that up in just a minute. But ladies first, what is the envelope or the note or the letter you have in front of you?
It's a letter from Terry from Urbana.
Terry from Urbana. What's it say?
Dear friends, I just want to thank you for the very, very encouraging programming you continue to broadcast during this not-so-wonderful time.
Yeah, not-so-wonderful time. Talking about COVID-19.
I am certainly helped through the different devotionals, such as Johnny and Friends, and the praise and worship. You are certainly spreading the good news of Jesus. Please receive a small offering to help continue this vital work. May God bless you today. In Christ Jesus, Terry.
Hey, thank you, Terry. Good reading, Esther. You're like on a speed reading course. In fact, Esther can read books like super fast. I usually am like 3 pages a night. Esther can go through like a chapter in a couple minutes, and she's got pretty good retention, so pretty proud of her at school. Okay, here's a note from Carol from Milford. Carol's a sweetie. She's been on a number of outings with the Great News Radio listeners. On the D.C. trip, we'll be going to Branson with us. Another special trip. She's been a great supporter of this radio ministry, and she writes on one of our Great News Media response cards, Dear Mark and staff, I am so thankful for 89.3! Exclamation point. The old speakers and new additions, the nice music, etc., has been uplifting in my life. Thank you! With triple exclamation points. I would appreciate prayers for my family. And she has a big smiley face written out there with a big heart. God bless you all, Carol. And so thank you, Carol, for your ongoing support, your friendship, your sweet, encouraging words, and thank you, God, that the radio ministry is used in your life.
I have a note from William and Kimberly from Mahomet.
Hi, Bill and Kim. They write each and every month.
He wants to see some Great News Radio face masks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I read that. He wants us to make some Great News Radio face masks so we can have those available for everyone. But I don't think that'll happen. And Lord willing, let's get through this crisis and hopefully, I don't know how many more months we'll be encouraged to wear the face mask. It seems like that's going to be around for a while. But that's kind of a novel idea. That would be kind of fun. Like, God listens, you can too, with our frequencies on the face mask. Or tune in today. Or smile and listen to the radio. Something like that. Okay, here's kind of a colorful, creative card. It's I don't know if this was handmade. Would you think that's handmade? Look at, oh, I guess no. It has, it's a Dayspring card, but it has some pleated, colorful, I don't know, fabric almost on the front, and then superimposed bouquet of flowers. It says, a person can hear, but a friend listens for the meaning. A person can look, but a friend sees the heart. A person can know, but a friend understands your dreams. And then you open it up. Thanks for listening, seeing, and understanding. Thanks for being a friend. And then she handwrites, to many, thanks for wonderful music, teaching, and words of faith. God bless you all. And then at the bottom of this card, it says, a friend loves at all times, Proverbs 12:27, NASB. Hey, can you hear our guinea? Yeah, that's the guinea outside the window here. I'm trying to teach these hens to peck on the window, and then I give them these little, what are those, Esther? Dried
mealworms.
Mealworms as their treat. Also in this card, lest I digress some more, it says, hope believes, boldly decides, daringly speaks, firmly and perseveres passionately. See Romans 15:13. That was kind of a special addition into this card from Sandy. And thanks, Sandy, for your support. And so let's play another song, Esther. This was one of your favorites. I know you and Mother would play this over and over again in the car. It's Keith and Kristen Getty, In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came.
Kristen Getty and Christ Alone, a favorite of many. We're going to have a little prize drawing here. Esther, we have a number of these Voice of Listener Radio surveys that came in last month when we sent out a special mailing to various listeners. And so we're going to have a few different prizes. It looks like we have a number of books, some CDs, and we'll include a Texas Roadhouse appetizer coupon. And the first winner is, let's see, Esther, pull one out. And it's Dorothy Farnham from Paris, Illinois. And on her Voice Listener Radio survey, she says, I like Charles Stanley, David Jeremiah, Steve Brown, Focus on the Family, Mark and Friends. Hey, maybe you're tuned in, Dorothy. Congratulations. You'll get a gift sent in the mail in the next couple days. She enjoys 89.3 FM, weekend favorite programs, David Jeremiah, Charles Stanley, Gospel Greats. And then, can you hear the guinea in the background? She also writes, WGNJ has been a comfort during the COVID-19. Inspirational music is most welcome. Thanks to all. And thank you, Dorothy, for filling out the Voice of the Listener Radio survey, and we'll send you a good prize in the days ahead. Okay, shake it up. Pull out another one, Esther. Okay, pull one out. Okay, this comes from Reva and Jerry Holy Cross. They're from Perrysville, Indiana, and they like inspirational, patriotic country hymns and a variety of music. They don't have web or the internet, but they enjoy 89.3 FM. And we're going to pick out a good book and a CD from Truth for Life, an appetizer coupon, and something else special. So thanks for writing us. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. Let's see, we'll do one more giveaway, but we'll play a song. I don't know, Esther, if it's one of your favorites, but it's the Laughter Song by the Cathedrals, so maybe it'll put a smile on some of your faces.
Oh, my name is Ticklish Reuben from way down in Old Vermont. I've been tickled by almost everything. I've been tickled by a feather, I've been tickled by a wasp, I've been tickled by a yellow bumblebee.
That's all, folks.
Okay, that was the Laughing Song. Hopefully it put a smile on your face. With yesterday being Labor Day, it kind of throws off everyone's schedule. It's like, is it Friday? Is it the beginning of the week? What day is it? And so on this Tuesday, I dragged Esther, my 11-year-old daughter, into the studio to assist with some of our listener mail and to pick out a few names for a prize drawing. And this one is from Carol King from Gibson City. She enjoys Ravi Zacharias, Erwin Lutzer, Charles Stanley, Nancy DeMoss Wookerman. She learned about a station from a friend, so good friends tell other friends about the ministry of Great News Media. She listens at various times, has prayed for the ministry, financially supported it. And Carol, for taking the time to fill out this survey, we'll send you some nice gifts in the mail along with the Texas Roadhouse appetizer coupon. All right, well, it's been a different Testimony Tuesday. Some of the testimony came from listener mail, some prize giveaways, and some great music. So may it encourage you this day. May you draw closer to the Lord, and may you be blessed as God leads you throughout the day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Esther Burns with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.